up and we'd hitch him up.
Wow.
And lots of times we had to walk, because when he got busy in the farming, they had to have the horse. So we walked 5 miles and thought any more about it than walking from here to the front door. And we never were late. And if we had some neighbors that lived, some friends that lived between us and the schoolhouse, and we were crazy to spend the night with them, like children, of course, the six of us. And one night it rained. No, our horse got tired. We didn't go out and hitch him up when he came, and he came on home by himself. So we thought that was a good excuse to spend the night there, and we did. And they had a great big old house, and the rooms looked like it was going around this way, and this mama was churning, and we were playing blindfold, and I ran over that churn and spilled buttermilk all over that house. I never saw as much buttermilk and butter in the world.
Oh,
and I thought I was going to get killed, but you know, they didn't even fuss. They got down, we got down and helped get the buttermilk up and the butter raked it out. And we got by with it. But I never will forget. That was a sight in this world.
Yes, ma'am.
But they put us to bed, and Papa came, though, to see about us. And he said, well, y'all can spend the night.
Now, when you were young, you went to what schools around here? Can you tell me about?
Yes, we had a school in Hernando. Well, I went to we had schools all over the world, and they had one room, and all 12 grades were taught in that one room and one teacher. And that's the kind of school that I started. I went there till, I believe it was the eighth grade. And then they had a school here in Hernando that was called Reynolds University. There's Mr. Mears Reynolds, the professor and the teachers. I think three or four teachers. And I came there a while, then the roads got so bad I couldn't come, so it was a boarding school. Oh, let me show you.
Okay.
Okay.
Can you get up?
Oh, yeah, I can get up. Just take a little time to get these legs operating.
In that corner, I lay 1920.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, this was the school building.
Huh? Let's see that.
You want me to turn the light on so you can see that?
I can see it, okay.
All right.
And?
That was Reynolds University. And it was a boarding school, too. Two-story old building still there.
Yes, ma'am.
And this was my room right there.
Uh-huh.
I was there, and we had to wear a uniform, and we went to town. We had on our uniform, and that is, that's the college girls of a university, Reynolds University.
I see.
And we went to town, and there'd be a teacher in front of us and one behind us. We weren't supposed to speak to the boys at all. Will you take that ball and put it on the back porch?
Okay.
Or just open that door in there and put it in there, honey.
Okay, yeah.
Well, that's fine.
That way I can give it to him on the way out.
Oh, good. And this was a freshman class. That was my freshman class. And the reason I got these pictures, I got them out. There's a boy on there that was in my class, and he's had open heart surgery. So I was going to take him these pictures. He doesn't have them. I was going to take these pictures. He's on there.
Well, are you in here?
Yeah.
I'm trying to pick out which one you are.
I'm on the front with a long dress on, a long white dress on.
Oh, yeah.
See on the front?
Uh-huh.
And let me see.
They wouldn't allow you to smile in those days, would they?
Oh, no.
That's a funny thing, you know, that. Now everybody smile.
And I'm right here on this one. Now they didn't say cheese, or they didn't say think about money. Then, you know, like we do now.
Yes, ma'am.